Today's Daf Shavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Ola Hasholem. It begins in the Oz Vohar edition on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, 14 lines from the bottom of the Yomid at the two dots, beginning with the words Sheva Shel Shabbos Minayin. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Sheva Shel Shabbos Minayin. From where do we derive the seven brachas of the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei? In the past shir, we discussed the 18 brachas of a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. From where do we derive the seven brachas of Shabbos? The Yifei Mara tells us that the Gemara is also asking concerning Yom Tov, even though we'll see that Rabbi Yitzchak's Teretz, which immediately follows in the Gemara, is speaking about Shabbos, but it refers as well to Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak answers, Keneged Shiva Koilish Akasav Behovel Hashem B'nei Elim. In the last Gemara, we saw why were there 18 brachas in the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, Keneged the 18 Haskaros of Hashem's name in the Mizmor Chavtes in Tehillim of Havel Hashem B'nei Elim. And now the Gemara is telling us that there are seven kolos of Hashem in this same Mizmor, and connected to those seven kolos, we have the seven brachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov, the three brachas at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, the three at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, which are the same as what we say during the weekday, and then the one bracha of Kiddushas Hayoim, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, in the middle. Keneged the seven kolos, the Tosfos HaRosh in the Bavli Brachos Daf Chavtes explains that since the Torah was given on Shabbos, and that Mizmor there in Tehillim is speaking about the giving of the Torah, and the seven kolos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were associated with giving the Torah, and since the Torah was given on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael responds to the Shiva Kailas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by offering seven brachas on Shabbos, on the Yom of Kabbalah HaTorah, giving those seven brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rash Cirillo in the left-hand column, near the bottom of the Amid, shows us various ways in which we see that this Mizmor has to do with Matan Torah. For example, Koil Hashem Yochel Midbar, the Koil of Hashem, the thunder of Hashem, caused a convulsion in the Midbar, in the wilderness. And Koil Hashem Choytzeif Laveis Eish, it was the Koil of Hashem that had fire, the lightning and the fire that was associated with Kabbalah HaTorah, this penetrated the Luchos and formed the Oisios of the Luchos through the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koil Hashem, Choytzev Lavos Eish. This past Kabbalah Shabbos, the thought occurred to me, based on this Yerushalmi and the way the Rash Cirillo and the Tosfos HaRosh explained the Inyan, we can understand why is it that for all of Kabbalah HaShabbos we sit down. When it comes to this Mizmor, we stand up. So based on the Yerushalmi here, it would seem to me that the reason is that it has to do with what I once heard from Hagoyin Rav Yashiber Soloveitchik Zitzal. We find different menhagim concerning sitting or standing during Kriyas HaTorah. What is the reason for these menhagim? So Rav Yashiber explained, it's a question, what was the takana of reading Torah, of Kriyas HaTorah in shul, that Klal Yisrael should not be away from Torah for more than 3 days at a time? Therefore, we read it Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. Was it an enactment of Limud HaTorah, or was it an enactment of reliving the whole Maimed Har Sinai? If it was an Inyan of Limud HaTorah, so we find the Gemara at the end of Saita tells us that in the days of Rabban Gamliel, they began to learn Torah sitting down. Really, one should learn Torah standing up, but they had no koiches. they lost their strength, and therefore, if they would stand up, there would be bittul Torah. They wouldn't be able to learn as well as they were able to learn when they sat down. So if the institution of Kriyas HaTorah is one of learning, then we sit down, we're able to learn better. However, the other Mefarshim are of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah every 3 days is an inyan of reenacting the Maimed Har Sinai. And at Maimed Har Sinai, the pasuk says, "Vatikrevun vatam dun tachas ahor." You, Klal Yisrael, were standing under the mountain, as we find in Parshas Veschanan, Perik Dalid, in pasuk Tes. The pasuk says, "Vohidatim levanecha velevnei vanecha." You should make known to your children and your grandchildren, "Yoyim asher amadat levnei Hashem lekecha b'chayrev," the day when you stood in front of Hashem at Har Sinai. Here again in this pasuk we see Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai. Be'emor Hashem Eloi hakel yisom v'ashmiyem esdvori asher yilmedun liyiroisi kol hayomim v'tikrevun v'tamdun tachas ahor. There, Perek Dalet pasuk Yud Aleph. V'ahor boyer bo'esh ad lev ha'shamayim choshech onon v'arafel. And The sky was full of a fire emanating from Har Sinai, which penetrated into the heart of Shamayim through the darkness and the cloud and the thick cloud. And I once heard from Rav Matisyo Solomon, the Lakewood Mashgiach, should be gezunt. He said over the Ramban that the Ramban tells us that there's a mitzvah for a father not only to give over the text, the yediyas of Torah, but one has to give over the yoyim asher amadat lefnei Hashem lekecha b'chayrev, the whole reenactment of the thunder and the lightning as Klal Yisrael stood in that petrifying scene at Har Sinai. If the takana of Kriyas HaTorah is one of reenacting the Maimed Har Sinai, then we have to stand, for in fact, the Mefarshim tell us that the Baal Koyre represents the Rebbeinu Shalom giving the Torah. The person who gets called up for the Kriya, for the Aliyah, is the representative of Klal Yisrael. And the Gabai is Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the Sirsur. He is the go-between man between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in Nesinas HaTorah and in Kabbalah HaTorah, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So we're reenacting every few days in Shul the Maimed Har Sinai. Then we stand during Kriyas HaTorah. So if the way the Yerushalmi and the way the Rosh Cirillo and the Taisa Rosh explained that we say 7 brachas during the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos connected to 7 koilos of this mizmor, which have to do with Maimed Har Sinai, because the Torah was given on Shabbos, so then it goes without saying that if we're giving over the whole feel of the day in which the Torah was given, then of course we stand up. And that is perhaps why the minig is to stand up during this mizmor during Kabbalah Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yudin Anturia. Rabbi Yudin from Anturia gave another explanation for the 7 brachas on Shabbos and Yontav. Keneged Shiva Askoras Shekosav B'mizmor Shul Yom HaShabbos. The 7 brachas correspond to the 7 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Ask the Gemara, Teisha Shal Rosh Hashanah Minayin, the 9 brachas of Rosh Hashanah, from where they derived, and Bepashtus, the Gemara speaking about the Shemona Esrei of Musaf, which contains the same 3 brachas at the beginning of Shemona Esrei and the 3 brachas at the end of Shemona Esrei that we have at a regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and it also contains Malchius, Zichronus, and Shifrus, which are 3 brachas that are added to the Musaf of Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. But it does not refer to the other Tfilos of Shemoneh Esrei, on Rosh Hashanah. There we do not have nine. However, the sheet of the Baal HaMor is that our Gemara, when it says Teisha Shal Rosh Hashanah nine, refers to all the Shemayna Esras on Rosh Hashanah, although he himself admits that this is not our minhag. So the Gemara is asking Bepashtas, where do we know on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah the nine brachas? Amar Rab Abba Kartignia. Rab Abba from Kartignia said, Kenega Teisha Askara Shekos Bepashtas Chana. Because in Tfilas Chana, when she was mispalal to have a child, she mentioned Hashem's name nine times, Uksiv b'Soifa, and at the end of Tfilas Chana, it states, Hashem Yodin Afsei Oretz. The Rabbeinu Shalom should judge until the ends of the earth. And this is a remez to Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of judgment, a day of din. And therefore, Keneged, those nine Askaras of Hashem's name in Tfilas Chana, we say nine brachas on Rosh Hashanah. The Meforshim also point out the Avudram, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, that it was on Rosh Hashanah that Nifkeda Chana. Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbi Shalom remembered her that she should have a child. And that's why there is this connection here between Tfilas Chana and the nine brachas on Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara, Esrim v'arba shel tainius minayin. We have learned at the end of Masech the Tainis that when the situation of a lack of rain became very difficult, they were misakin to add six brachas to the regular Shemayna Esrei for a total of 24 brachas. Where is the source? Where did Chazal find a source to derive those 24 brachas? Rab Chelboy, Rab Shmuel, Bar Rav Nachman, Tarvai, and Amrin, they both said, Keneged Esrim v'arba pomim shekosev b'parsha shel shloima rina utfila utchina. This corresponds to the 24 mentions of different types of tefillah, rina, tefillah, tchina, in the parsha of Shlomo. This refers to when Shlomo was trying to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, tells us, Dofku Sh'orim Zebazeh, that miraculously the doors would not open until Shlomo HaMelech said, Bavur David Avdecha, and all the enemies of David saw that he had not done the aver of with Bathsheba, as it would seem that she was an Ashes Ish. He was clean, nucky from that avera, and it was only in the schus of David, the Eved of Hashem, that the gates of the Kodesh Kedoshim opened so that the Oren could go in there. In those 24 different types of tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech mentioned when he was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that time, he davened for every possible calamity that could befall Klal Yisrael, including drought. And that's why Chazal, when they wanted to be misakin extra brachas in Shemayna Esrei, they found a source in the tefillah of Shloima, which that included a tefillah for drought. And that's why they used 24 brachas keneged the 24 mentions of Rina, Tfilah, and Tchina in the Tfilah of Shlomo HaMelech. Since we were discussing the 24 brachas that are said on a Tainus Sibur, the Gemara discusses Tainus Sibur in another respect. Rav Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said, Yachid b'Tainus Sibur, when a person is davening Shemayna Esrei to himself, he's in a Sibur. He's davening the Shtilah Shemayna Esrei on a tainus tzorich lahasker me'ein ha'ma'ira. He has to say a tefillah that reflects the occasion. The Gemara here is referring to what we know as the tefillah of Aneinu. And as the Marafold says later in the sugya, that concerning the Shliach Tzibur, there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees that he says it in a special bracha. He adds one bracha during a Tainus Sibur, and that bracha is found between Goyal Yisrael and Raifei Chaylim. The question here is not on the Shliach Tzibur. The question is the Yachid who's davening as part of the minyan in the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, where does he say Anenu? Says the Gemara, Heichon hu Oimra, where does he say Anenu? Ben Goyel Yisrael, L'Reifech Oilem. So the first Shita of Rabbi Zeira is that he says it between the bracha of Goyel Yisrael and Reifei Cholim. Why does he say it right over there? Because we have in Tehillim at the end of Perek Yutes, it says Hashem Tzuri V'Goyeli. Hashem is my rock and my redeemer. And at the beginning of Perek Chof, it says Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So we see that after Geula comes answering in a day of Tzara. So too, in the Shmoneh Esrei, after Goyel Yisrael, after we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who redeems Klal Yisrael, we say, Anenu, that Hashem should answer us, similar to what it says in Tehillim, Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Umahu Oimer, and what exactly is the Nusach of Anenu? Says the Gemara, Anenu Hashem Anenu Be'es Uvo'ina Hazois, answer us, Hashem, answer us in this time and season. Ki v'tzor gedol anachnu, for we are in great distress. Al tasta panecha mimenu, do not hide your face from us. V'al tisale mitchinasenu, do not ignore our supplications. Ki ato Hashem oina be'es sora, for you are Hashem who answers in time of distress. Poide u'matzel b'chol eis mitzuka. You're the one who saves and redeems at every time of travail. Vayitzaku el Hashem. Now we quote a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Zayin, pasuk Chaf Ches. Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lehem. They would cry out to Hashem in their distress. Mim tzukai sehem yaitziem. And from their distress, from their straits, from their troubles, he would take them out. And we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem, Oine Be'ez Zara, blessed are you Hashem, who answers in time of distress. Now, that was the first sheet that we make a special bracha, not just for the Shlich Tzibur, but even for the Yochid. But Rabbi Yana, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, B'Shem Beis Rabbi Yana Yoimra, but Rabbi Yana said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of the yeshiva of Rabbi Yana, they said it, B'Shem Tefillah, not as a separate bracha. The tefillah of a yochid davening by himself is not chashiv enough to create a separate bracha for Anenu. It's put in Shemei Tefillah, which is the bracha in which a person can beseech Hashem for all his needs. So in there, he puts in the Anenu. But it's only the Tzibur, the Shlich Tzibur, representing the whole community, that is able to create a separate bracha Ben Goyel Yisrael and Reifei Cholim. Rabbi Yoina B'Shem Rav, he's mechadish that afilu yochid shegazer tainus al atzmai tzorach lahasker me'ena ma'ira, that even a yochid who made his own personal tainus, a tainus, not a tainus tzibur, but a tainus yochid, the yochid says me'ena ma'ira, he says anenu, even on a tainus that he took upon himself, a tainus yochid, he still says anenu. Continues the Gemara on Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph, Eichon hu Oimra, as if the Gemara is saying, Heichon hu Oimra, as the Haredim explains. There are various Pshatim in the Meforshim in the next piece of Gemara, and we will go consistently with the Haredim. Let us see the first Haredim inside. Kloimer, Be'ezit Tfil Maskar Anenu. When does he say in which Tfil Anenu? Does he start saying Anenu on a personal Tainus Tzibur? Arvis Kaitim Tainis Kaskor Shabbos, just like by Shabbos. We begin the Tfilis of Shabbos already at Marv at night. So too, we begin the Tfilis of a Tainis Yochid at night, the night before, because by a Yochid, his Tainis is going to begin only in the morning. But do we compare it to Shabbos, that just like Shabbos is already set at night, so too we will consider the tainus having started at night, although he's only going to cease from eating in the morning. And in Mail at night he will say, Anenu I Dilmor maybe Kivan de Motzi Lechel Belaila Achar Arvis. Since after Marv he's still able to eat, Eina Masker Lashakras Mincha Arvis. He only says Anenu the next day, when he's no longer allowed to eat during Shachris Mincha, and the following Marv after night. Why? Because the Adayin Hubatanisa. If the Iker is when he's fasting, then it would be Shachris Mincha and the Marv at the end of his Tainus, because he's still fasting. So do I go with the beginning of the Tainus, even though he's eating, and then it would be Marv Shachris Mincha that he would say Anenu? Or do I go when he's actually fasting, and then it would be Shachris Mincha and the Mariv after the Tainus is over, but he's still fasting during Mariv? That's the Shiloh. Rav Zeira b'shem Rav Huna, Rav Zeira b'shem Rav Huna responded, Kileloi shel Shabbos ukiyoymoi. It's like the night of Shabbos and like the following day. Einachanami, he begins Anenu, the Mariv, the night before, although he is still able to eat after Mariv until the morning, but the Tainus is considered to have begun the night before, and Mimele, he says Anenu, he continues at Shacharis and at Mincha, but the Mariv following, just like on Shabbos, the Mariv following Shabbos is not a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, it's a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. So the same thing, the Mariv following the Tainus, although he is still fasting, but he already says a regular Shmoneh Esrei, he does not include Anenu in it. Now the Rif brings a raya from this Gemara that a Yochid who says Anenu, Mariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. And so holds the Ramban and the Tur in Orech Chaim. However, the Baal HaMor disagrees. He does not hold that this Gemara is a conclusive Gemara to Paskin that the Yochid should say it during all the Tfilas, but rather we follow the Ramah in Orech Chaim, Simon Tuf Kof Samech Hei, Sif Beis, that it's only at Mincha that we say Anenu, and that is our Minig, that we never say Anenu at all the tefillahs, we say it only, the Yochid says it only at Mincha. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Mani, said Rav Mani, we had a machloikis before, and Daf Mem Chesam and Beis at the bottom, between Rav Zeira in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah and between Rabbi Yana in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, where Anenu is said by the Yochid. Is it said as Rav Yirmiyah said, that it's a separate bracha even for a Yochid between Gol Yisrael and Rifeinu? Or is it like Rabbi Yana in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that it's part of Shemaya Tefillah and it's not a separate bracha? So Rav Mani says, I never investigated who is the halacha like. Ano deloy bedakta in kadod Rabbi Yirmiyah. Is it like Rabbi Yirmiyah that it's a separate bracha, not only for the shatz, for the shlich tzibur, but even for the yachid? In kadod Rabbi Yanai b'shem Rabbi Shimon. That's the text we have here. However, the Shinui Nuschois in Ois Beis tells us, as we had before, Mem Chesam Ed Beis, that it should be b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, that you say it as part of Shemaya Tefillah. Selakis L'Sirora, and the Shinui Nuschois changes as L'Sidra, which means I went to the base of Medrash. And in the Beis HaMedrash, I heard a discussion. And from that discussion, I derived that you have to make a separate bracha, that the halacha is like Rav Zeir in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why? What did I hear? Shemas Rav Chuna. Some say it's Rav Yoina, B'shem Rav, that he said in the name of Rav. Even a yochid that was goyzer tainus on himself, he has to say anenu. Heisiv Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi asked the question on this. We have a brisa that's difficult on Rav, because Rav was saying that you actually have to make a separate bracha. The Yochid, when he says Anenu, and Rabbi Yosi had a kasha from a Brisa. The Brisa states, "Bechol yoim, every day, Adam is bal Shmoneh Esrei. He davens 18 brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei. B'maytzoi Shabbos." And the Charedim explains, let's see the Charedim inside. B'maytzoi Shabbos, v'loy teima kivin de maysiv michoel al ha-kodesh. Yisbalalu ba'oysoi teisefes Shavosh Shabbos. Maybe he should include the seven brachas of Shabbos, because you have to be moisef michoel al kodesh kamash malon. That no, that you say the 18 brachas and you don't add anything. You don't add the bracha of Shabbos. You don't make a 19th bracha, because now we consider it choil. You're davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Back to the Gemara. B'maytzoi Yom Kippur. The same is with Yom Kippur, and the Charedim tells us the Chiddush, although we had before a machloikis, whether by saying Nila you don't have to say Ma'ariv. So he kamash one here that we go like the Mandi Omar, that if you say Nila, you still have to say Maariv. So that's why even Moitzoy Yom HaKippurim, you have to say the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Ube Moitzoy Tainis Tzibur. And at the end of a Tainis Tzibur, you still have to say 18 brachas. And as the Charedim explains, you don't have to say a name as a separate bracha to make it a 19th. The Raya of Rabbi Yossi against Rav is because it only says b'maytzoi tainis tzibur, you don't make a 19th bracha. But tainis yochid, which Rav wanted to say, afili yochid shegozer latzmei tainis tzarech lahaskir me'ena moira, there's no havamina. We didn't even have to mention that you're only going to be saying Shemoneh Esrei, because even on the tainis itself, he doesn't say a separate bracha of aneinu. So we don't even have to mention. We only have to mention Tainis Tzibur. But a Tainis Yochid, he doesn't say Aneinu at all. That was Rabbi Yossi's Kasha on Rav. Now, the Charedim points out, maybe we're not even talking about Aneinu. It doesn't say anything about Aneinu. Maybe Moitzoi Tainis is the same as Yom Kippurim, that there's a Ne'ila by Moitzoi Tainis, and I would say Ne'ila patters you from Maariv, and therefore the Bryce is teaching you that it does not patter you from Maariv, that you still have to say the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Who says this has anything to do with Aneinu? So on that, the Charedim answers that if it's to teach us Ne'ila I know already from Yom Kippurim. It must be that Moitzoi Tainis is a separate Chiddush. So now, that is the Raya that Rabbi Yossi brought against Rav. Rav wanted to say that even a Yochid has to say Aneinu as a separate bracha. You see clearly that there was no Havamina by a Yochid. The only Havamina was that by a tiny Tzibur, in a Tzibur they should say Aneinu as a separate bracha. And it tells us that on Moitzoi, the end of the Tainis at night, you don't say an extra bracha of Aneinu, you only have 18. But Yochid, there was nothing to talk about, you never have an extra bracha. That's Rabbi Yossi's proof against Rav. Now comes along Rav Mani and says that when I went to the Beis HaMedrash and I heard this discussion, I figured out from Rabbi Yossi the answer to the question whether it's considered a separate bracha or whether it's part of Shemei Tefillah. Min ma de mar, which is the Amar. Min ma de Amar Rabbi Yossi. Masnita pliga. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi said that the Brisa argues on Rav, Havikain itosfas ben goyel Yisrael. Right, I figured out that Rabbi Yossi definitely held that it's always put as a separate bracha between goyel Yisrael and Rav Chaim. Why do I need Rabbi Yossi? I could figure it out without Rabbi Yossi, because you're telling me, as we said, there's only 18 brachas, there's not 19, because only by a tainis tzibur we have to tell that chiddush. A tainis yochid, there's never a bracha to begin with, a separate bracha. No, I need Rabbi Yossi, because without Rabbi Yossi, I could have made a mistake and thought that maybe the chiddush of Yom Kippur and of Moitzoi Tainis is the same Chiddush. Moitzoi Yom Kippur, Moitzoi Tainis is the same Chiddush of Ne'ila. These are two examples of the same Chiddush. But once I heard that Rabbi Yossi saw in Tainis Tzibur a third Chiddush, there's number one a Chiddush that you don't say it on Moitzoi Shabbos, a you don't say, even though you're Moisa Michael Kodesh, you don't say the bracha of Shabbos anymore. There's another chiddush that Nilu doesn't pater Marv, and there's a third distinct chiddush that you don't say Anenu as a 19th bracha on Moitzoy Tainis. So once I saw how Rabbi Yossi learned that it's a separate chiddush, I understood that the chiddush here is about a Tainis Tzibur, and it's concerning Anenu, and Mimela, I see that the Havamina was that it's a separate bracha. So Rabbi Yossi proved against Rav that it's only by Tainis Tzibur that we say it, and Tainis Yochid, there was never a Havamina because there is no separate bracha. But what I see another thing from this discussion is that everybody is going with the assumption that Anenu is a separate bracha. I would have thought that you add that separate bracha at the end of the Tainis, and it tells you, no, you only say 18 and not 19. But clearly the discussion that we had between Rabbi Yirmiah and Rabbi Yana in the name of Rabbi Yishmol, now we have a conclusion that we don't put it into Shemei Tefillah, but rather it's a separate bracha all by itself. So understands the Charedim, the Pshat here in the Gemara, although there's other Pirushim, this is the Pshat that we're going to go with, the Charedim. How Rav Mani figured out from the kasha of Rabbi Yossi against Rav a raya to Rav Zira in the name of Rabbi Yirmiah that it's a separate bracha, not part of Shemei Tefillah. Although Rav Mani figured this out, halacha lemaisa, as we said before, we only say Anenu at Mincha. The Shliach Tzibur says it at Shachris also, but the Yochid says it only at Mincha, and we don't say it as a separate bracha, but in fact we do incorporate it as part of Shemei Tefillah, as Rabbi Yanai said in the name of Rabbi Yishmol. Continues the Gemara to discuss a special tefillah that is said on Tisha B'Av. Omer Rav Acha Bar Yitzchak B'Shem Rav Chiya the Tzipporin Yochid B'Tisha B'Av Tzorach LaHaskir Me'ein Amora. Just like we have to say Anenu on a Tainis Tzibur, we have to say a special tefillah that is relevant to the special day. So too, a Yochid on Tisha B'Av has to mention Me'ein Amora, and this is the tefillah that we know as Tfilas Nachem. I saw in the book Maran concerning Hagoyin Harav Avadya Yosef Zitzal that he was asked after Israel captured Jerusalem and the Mokom HaMikdash whether it was still necessary to say Nachem, and he answered that although physically it's in our possession, but spiritually there is much desired to bring into full realization of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. And although it's in Israeli control, but we are constantly being agitated by our enemies, although it's in our control. So he paskined that definitely the tefillah of Nachem is to continue. Says the Gemara, Mahu Oimer, what does he say? So the nusach here in Yerushalmi is Rachem Hashem Elokeinu. But our nusach is not have mercy Hashem, but rather, like others have the girsa here in the Yerushalmi, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, comfort Hashem, our God, Berachamecha HaRabim, with your great mercy, Uvechasodecho HaNemonim, and with your trusted kindness, Oleinu V'alamcha Yisrael, upon us and upon your nation Israel, V'al Yushalayim Ircha, and upon Yushalayim your city, V'al Tzion Mishkan Kvedech, and upon Tzion, the resting place of your glory, V'alo Ir Ho'avela V'achareva V'harusa V'ashemema, and upon the city of Yerushalayim that is in mourning, that is destroyed, that is razed, that is desolate, Hanesuna biyad zarim, that is given into the hand of strangers, Haremusa biyad aritzim, that is trampled in the hand of destroyers, V'yirashuha ligyoinais, and the legions, the armies have possessed it, V'yichaleluha Oivdei Fsilim, and the idol worshippers have desecrated it. Uli Yisrael Amchanasata Nachlo. But to your nation, Yisrael, you have given it as a heritage. Uli Zera Yeshurin Yerusha Hirashta. And to the offspring of Yeshurin, you have given it as an inheritance. You have bequeathed it. Kiva Eish Heitzato Uveish Ato Asiliv Noisa. For with fire you kindled it, and with fire you will in the future rebuild it. Ka'omer, as it says in the Pasuk, is a Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, Vani Eyeloh Ne'um Hashem Chaimas Eishaviv, and I, Hashem, will be for your Shalayim, by the word of Hashem, a wall of fire surrounding, Ulechavoid Eyeh B'Soich, and for glory I shall be within it. Continues the Gemara, Rav Avdima de Tziparin, Bo Akumei Rav Mana. Rav Avdima from Tziparin asked this question in front of Rav Mana, Eichon Amra. The word Eichon is like Heichon Amra. Where do you say this special tefillah on Tisha B'Av of Nachem? In what part of the Shemoneh Esrei? Amar Loi. So Rav Mana responded to Rav Avdima, Va'adayin, we have it spelled with an aleph. The Shinin Nischoy says the Girsu should be with an ayin. Va'adayin ain atlazu, meaning, and you still don't have clarity in this matter. There's a rule. Remember this rule. Kol davar shehu leba, like the word lehaba, anything that you're davening for the future, I'm rebavoida, that you say in the bracha concerning the avoda, which is the bracha of Ritzei Hashem lekeinu ba'amach Yisrael uvisfilasam. You are asking Hashem to be mekabler tefillas for the future. V'chol davar shehu l'sha'avar, and anything where you're thanking Hashem on something that happened in the past, I'm reboida, that you say in the bracha of moedim anachnu l'cha. And since Binyan Yerushalayim is something that we're being mispal about for the future, Memela, he was telling him, Avada, you have to say it as part of Ritzei. However, our minig is that we say it as part of the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. This is based, says the Rif and the Rush, on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chesamet Aleph, where the Gemara says that in each bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, a person can put in his own personal request, me'ain that bracha. If it's concerning das, he can be misbal for his own das. If it's concerning tshuva, he can be misbal for his own tshuva. He can always put in me'ain that bracha. Me'ela, when it comes to Yerushalayim, in the bracha of Bain Yerushalayim, he could put in concerning the Nachem, that Hashem should give us Nechama and rebuild Yerushalayim. However, the Ritva says that the Yerushalmi here disagrees with the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi holds that that is only when it is a personal tefillah. But here, where we're speaking about a tefillah of a tzibur, that is something that must be in Ritzei, which speaks about tefillah of Lahaba. We turn now to Daf Mem Tesamid Beis, Umasnita Omra Kain. The Mishnah gives you a way. There's a Mishnah in Brachas in the last parak, Karaya, that gives you a way, a mnemonic, to remember this klal that I am teaching you. It says when a person goes into a city or when he comes out of a city, he always noisen haydol shavar. He gives praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on what Hashem has done chesed with him in the past. V'tzayek l'asid lovay, and he screams out to Hashem for help in the future. In other words, when he enters the city, he asks Hashem, please let my entry into the city be peaceful. When Baruch Hashem, he gets into the city peacefully, he thanks Hashem for allowing him to enter the city peacefully. When he leaves the city, he's misbali, should be able to leave the city peacefully. When he is able, when Hashem has enabled him to leave the city peacefully, he gives Haidol Shavar that Hashem helped him. So if you remember this Mishnah in Masechta Brachas, whenever it comes to a shiloh, where do you put a certain tefillah? That will be the klal. If it's l'shaver, then it's haidah, that's in moedim. And if it's l'haba, it's in ritzei. And again, your tefillah of nachem is for the future. Memeil, if it's for the future, it has to be l'haba, has to be in the bracha of ritzei. Continues the Gemara in the next part of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, Imram, Ein Yudches. The Tanakhama said that you have to daven every day in each tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei 18 brachas. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua said, no, a person is allowed to have an abridged Shemoneh Esrei. And this is the tefillah that we know as Havineinu, which we're going to learn the nusach in the next few lines. Says the Gemara, Ezuhi me'ein shmein esrei. At this point, we're not garis the word sheva. Later, we're going to see that that's going to be the sheet of Shmuel that actually you're only saying in Havineinu seven brachas. But right now, we'll leave it as the same way that Rabbi Yeshua expresses it in the Mishnah. Ezuhi me'ein shmein esrei. What did Yeshua mean when he said Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei? In what way are we going to say an abridged version? Will it be in the beginning of each bracha? Will it be at the end of each bracha? Machlokes Rav u'Shmuel. Rav Amar Soif Kol Bracha u'Bracha, that we make an abridged version at the end of each bracha, meaning, for example, in the bracha of Das, we say Atochainen L'Adam Das, so we say the first few words of the bracha, and then we end off Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Hadas. So we left out the middle part of the bracha. But Rav is saying that you have to say the end of each bracha, but you do it in an abridged manner, but you say the bracha. You're going to have at the end 18 short brachas. Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel says, Roish Kol Bracha Bracha, that all you say is the beginning of each bracha. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. In other words, you're going to have an abridgment of all 12 brachas of the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The Meforshim explained that the first three brachas at the beginning and the last three brachas at the end, those everyone agrees have to be said full. There's no abridgment. The question is, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what about the middle 12 brachas? According to Rav, you say the brachas, but you say it in an abridged fashion. Masha Enkin, according to Shmuel, you don't say each bracha. You're only going to have a total of seven brachas. Three in the beginning, three at the end will be full. The middle bracha will take the place of all the 12 brachas in the middle part of Shmoneh Esrei, because you're going to take a piece of each bracha and you're going to put those pieces together to make one big bracha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You'll wind up with a total of seven. Is Tanoi Tani Sheva Main Shmoneh Esrei? There are some Tanoim who learned seven brachas from the 18. That's what Rabbi Yeshua meant. Is Tanoi, there were some Tanoim, Tani Shmoneh Esrei Main Shmoneh Esrei. They said, no, you're going to wind up with 18, but those 18 are going to be an abridged version of the full 18. So Mandamar Sheva Main Shmoneh Esrei, the one who said that it's seven from the 18, Messiah Shmuel, he holds like Shmuel, that Shmuel Shita. Mandamar, the one who said Shmoneh Esrei, that's Main Shmoneh Esrei. If he said 18 from 18, that's Messiah Rav, that is a Raya to Rav. Rav Zeira Sholok Rav Nochem, Rav Zeira sent a question to Rav Nochem. Gabei Rav Yanai b'Rabbi Shmuel, he was at the house of Rav Yanai, the son of Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Lei, Rav Zeira said to Rav Nochum, Ezuhi me'ein sheva me'ein shmoneh esrei de Shmuel. Give me the exact text, the exact nusach of the seven which are abridged from the 18 of Shmuel. In other words, what's that one big bracha in the middle which takes care of all 12 of the brachas, and you wind up with a total of seven brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Omar Lei, this is the Nusach. Havineinu, this is Keneged, the first of the 12 brachas in the middle, which is Atochayin Lorem Das, Umelamed Len Ashbino. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havineinu, grant us understanding. Then we say, Ritzei Teshuvai Seinu, let our repentance find favor. This is connected. The next bracha of Hashiveinu Avin Lusar Secha, Vachzireinu B'Seshuvah Shleim L'Fanecha. Then we say, Slach Lanu Goyaleinu. So Slach Lanu is connected. The next bracha of Slach Lanu, forgive us. And then we say, Goyaleinu. Goyaleinu, our Redeemer, that's connected. The bracha of Re'eva on Yenu Rivenu Golenu Meheru Laman Shemecha. The next bracha we say a piece of is Rifo Chol Yenu, heal our ills. That's connected to the next bracha of Rifoenu. And then we say Boreshana Seinu, bless our years. That's connected to the next bracha of Boruch Olenu Hashem Elokeinu Hashana Zois. And now the Gemara goes off on a tangent that at certain times of the year, we add words. Amar Rab Chagai, im hayu gishamim, if it was in the time, the rainy season and the winter season, so at the point where we say, Baruch Hashanu, Oimrim Gishmei Bracha, we say, bless our years with rain of blessing. Im hayu tzlalim, if it was in the summer season, so then Oimrim, then we say at that point, when we say Baruch Hashanu, we say, Betalalei Bracha, with dews of blessing. And now the Gemara goes back to the text, the Nusach of Havinenu. We go to the next bracha, which is Tkab Sharif God Al Kherusainu. We saw Nais Lakabitzko Yosainu, Kabtsainu Yachad, Mearba Kamvisorat. So we say, Kimifuzorim Atomekabits. You are Kodesh Baruch, you gather together those who are scattered. Vitoyim Olecha Lishboit. The next bracha is Hashivenu Shavtenu. Hashiva Shavtenu Kvarishina. So we say, and those who err, Vesayim Olecha Lishboit. Those who err, it is upon you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be the judge, to judge them. And then the next bracha is Vlam Al Shinim. So we say, as part of Havinenu, V'al Rishayim, Tashish Yotcha, and upon the wicked you shall place your hand. And then we have the bracha of Al Tzadikim, Al Chasidim. So we say in the Havinenu, V'yismichu kol chayse vach, and all who place their trust in you will rejoice. And then comes the bracha of Boinei Yerushalayim. So we say, what will the tzaddikim rejoice in? Bebinyan Yirecha, in the building of your city, ubechidush beis mikdashcha, the renewal of your holy temple, ubetzemach David avdecha, and in the flourishing of David your servant. And then we come to the 12th bracha, and we say, as part of Havinenu, ki terem nikra atosane, before you answer, before we call, ka'amur, as the pasuk states, v'hoya term yikrot, will be that before you call, vani, and I will answer, oidhe medabrim, while they are still speaking, vani eshma, I will hear. Baruch Atah Hashem. We end off with the nusach of the last bracha that we made an abridged version of. That's the bracha of Shemei Atfila. We end off Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Atfila. V'oimer, Shalosh Brachas Rishayish. He says the full text of the first three brachas, V'shalosh Achrayis, and the full text of the three last brachas. And now we have a piece of the Gemara which really the Mephorshim say belongs before. V'oimer Baruch Hashem, Kishama Kol Tachnunai. Blessed is Hashem, you have heard the sound of my supplication. The Mephorshim say that this goes before Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. It goes after the words when we quote the Pasuk of V'hoya Tam Yikro Vaniyena Oide Medaber Vaniyeshma. At that point, according to this nusach, we say Va'omer Baruch. There's another pasuk which says Baruch Hashem Kishama Kol Tachnunoi, and then we end off Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfilah. The Gemara tells us that for Havinenu, you have to say a full three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end of Shemayna Esrei. In the next Mishnah, which we will learn in the next shiur, we're going to learn about a tefillah ktsara, a short tefillah, which a person says in a time of mortal danger, in a time of sakana. The Charedim brings down, on Daf Nun Amid Beis at the top, that the Bavli tells us there is a difference between tefillah ktsara and the bracha of Havinenu. They're both short brachas. But Havinenu is an abridged version, either according to Rav of 18 small brachas, or according to Shmuel of 7 with one big bracha in the middle that takes from all the middle 12. You wind up with 7, but it's an abridged version of Shemayna Esrei. And in fact, you have to say the three brachas at the beginning and the three brachas at the end as a regular Shemayna Esrei. So the Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli tells us, Ma bein Havinenu l'tfilah ktsara, that Havinenu, since you say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, when you have more time, we paskin that you have to say Shemayna Esrei, not like a Rishu. However, Havinenu can be used in an emergency situation where a person doesn't have enough time to say the full Shemoneh Esrei, he could say Havinenu. But since you're saying the first three brachas and the last three brachas, even if later you find you have some time, do you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei or not? The answer is, since you have said the full three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end, and the middle bracha that takes care of the other 12, or according to Rav, you've said 18 short brachas, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Ma she'en kein de tefillah k'tzara, that you say in a makom sakana, which is much shorter than Avinenu, and you don't say, says the Bavli, the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Therefore, if you're out of the sakana and you have time to daven, the Bavli says that when it comes to the Tefillah Ketzara of the next Mishnah, there you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. However, we're going to see in the next shir, B'siyata Dishmaya, that Rav Chisda holds at the bottom of Daf Mem Tesamet Aleph that this Tefillah Ketzara also requires the three brachas at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and the three brachas at the end. So it would seem that according to Rav Chisda, there would be no nafkamina if you don't have to repeat Havinenu, the full Shemoneh Esrei, L'chayra, the Tefillah Ketzara, you wouldn't have to repeat either. And the Bavli is certainly mechulik with Rav Chisda in terms of the brachas at the beginning and the brachas at the end. The Bavli says that's only for Havinenu, not for Tefillah Ketzara. The Yerushalmi says that it's also for Tefillah Ketzara. We'll learn more about this, B'siyata Dishmaya, in the next year.